All right, welcome into the pregame show here. We're talking to Coach Steve Huff, as we do before every College Station Cougar game, Coach. And before we talk about the Temple Wildcats, give us your impressions of going on the road last week and beating a very talented Waco team that was undefeated at home. And, you know, no matter what the district standings are after the game, going into that game, they thought this was a must-win for them, and y'all really took them out of it early.
We got out to a quick start, and I think that was key because they are very, very hard to beat at home. Played there throughout the years, coached there many times, and always hard to beat at home. And know going into that game, we'd gone there a few years back and got up early and ended up dropping that game. Very close ball game. So I thought it was a good deal that we got out there tonight to a quick start.
You know, you have a few players that know about that. That really was a turning point in that season against Waco when y'all had that disappointment. And it seems like, you know, physically it gets you ready for what goes on after that. But emotionally, a big road win at the end of the year obviously can be a springboard for you if you handle it the right way.
Absolutely. And, you know, overall, we've not traveled that much this year. I went to Shoemaker earlier in the year, but most of our district games that are the distance ones have been at home or at home this week, Temple. And you look at that, and, you haven't traveled much. Traveling over to Consol and traveling to Bryan, not like you're going on the road very far. So I thought it was a good test for our kids to, you know, get on a bus, take a couple-hour trip, go over, be mentally prepared, and just like the way the kids executed the other night.
And obviously the way your defense played against a team with a physical front, they're really starting to click at the right time of the year.
I thought overall the defense, it was crucial in that game of the night, the field position we kept getting, because we were on the, you know, with the wind, the way it was blowing the other night, with the cool temperatures, always can be a little bit of a hassle. But again, I thought the defense kept us in a short field for the majority of the night and executing. And I just thought we tackled better the other night again, because that's a, you know, that's a talented football team. That quarterback, their quarterback was back this past week, tailback, it went for 1,500 yards last year. So it's not like, you're going to see speed out of them every year, and you're going to have tackle. And our kids did a good job of closing down the space the other night.
Really one busted play away from, you know, a kind of special effort. I know that you may not see a lot of teams early as you know, when you get into playoffs that are going to match their athleticism. But it seems like the defensive front really has picked it up with your rotation as well. It's not just your starters, but that rotation at defensive line has certainly given you depth and now the ability to not have any drop-off.
Yeah, I think that's been, about 4 weeks ago, that kind of started, it looked like it started to click a little bit and kick in, and rolling those kids in and out and keeping them fresh is big. And I think, you know, we've got enough kids that have had some game experience, either last year or now getting in big games this year, you know, early in the year, that it's not like you worry about, putting different kids in and maybe there's going to be a drop-off. I think our kids have taken a little bit more pride in the fact that when they go in that that defensive front keeps on surging.
Their defense, the Waco Lions defense, obviously is a strength of theirs. They've got a college guy in the middle and really could control the line of scrimmage, is how they want to play football. What did you think about your offensive line and their play last Friday night?
I thought overall, not bad. Again, a very, very big physical front from Waco, and knew it, and they rotate a lot of kids in too. They'll rotate about six kids in there that are different, and they're different in the fact that they have a different name. But as far as size-wise and athleticism, that's a very talented six or eight kids they'll put up front. And then you look at the young man that play at nose, you know, going in there about 320, 330, who's very athletic. That's a load to block. So I thought our kids, held up pretty well that night.
Speaking of holding up, it was a physical football game. When you're in one of those games and it seems like there's a lot of stoppages, but it's for the other team and you're taking the physicalness to them, what kind of confidence you gain, you know, when you're seeing that against in a tough physical battle, that your guys are winning those battles? And I know you don't want to see anybody on the other team get hurt, but you're also seeing that y'all guys are playing to the whistle and really being physical.
I think that, you know, the kids take pride in that, and I think coaches do too. And like you said, not seeing somebody get injured or anything like that, just the fact that it is a physical ball game. But it was on both sides of the night. You know, our kids commented on about the physical nature of their kids too, a very hard-hitting ball game. So, you know, again, a very tough district matchup. We were fortunate to come out of there and get up early, but again, very physical ball game.
All right, Coach, we're going to look at Temple now as the pregame show continues, and this is kind of what the season sets up. Last year, a chance to win a district ball game, a district title in your last ball game. It's again this year, a chance to win a district title in your last ball game. How hard is it when you play week to week, not looking ahead to any opponents, to get to the end and you say, one of our goals to win a district championship is right here in front of you, when it's not been your goal overtly as the season's gone along?
I think, again, you said it there, when you go week to week, the only way you can get into a matchup like this is to play week to week and not look ahead. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a possibility. Even if it was for the district championship, in another scenario, you wouldn't know it with another week coming next week for everybody else, with us being on a bye. So with this scenario coming down, you know, both of us in district right now undefeated, it comes out to, I guess, what you'd call a kind of a dream ending for district. But for both teams, I mean, it's a situation where, you know, this year it's the district title game happens to be at our place. And so, but again, I just love the way the kids have played down the stretch, and we talked about them being greedy and stuff all year, but the bottom line is it is a district championship game for us.
We talked last year about how this district prepared you for playoff runs. It prepared Temple for a long playoff run. They rebounded from that loss on a district title and made a great run, you know, into December. What about when two teams are undefeated playing at the end of the year? How does that impact as the year goes on, win-loss, as far as how important this ball game can be?
I think overall it'd be very, very important for the here and now. I don't know, you know, looking down, because you actually, you know, we'll go into a bye week next week, a chance to kind of rest, recuperate, work on ourselves some more, and then you kind of turn the page for a second season. So, sure, I would love to have that victory to work on for the next 2 weeks. At the same time, regardless, we're going to turn the page the next Saturday morning, and then definitely the next Monday when we come out on bye week. But again, you can't dance around the fact that it'd be very nice to go into that bye week with a victory.
Tell us about Temple. I know that they've got some guys coming back from last year, and they've got a quarterback that's a physical specimen kind of guy, and they've had balance, you know, kind of like y'all. The two teams that have the best balance are the teams at the end of the year that are battling for a district championship.
Well, I think there's no doubt when you look at them, they did graduate some kids on defense last year. Defensively last year, they were just a juggernaut, and they graduated a lot of those kids. But you look over there, and it's there's still four or five, six of them back that played a bunch last year that you look at now, and they're a year older and a year better. So up front wise, they're very big, very athletic, very strong kids. All of them can run. The entire defense can run. Linebackers, you know, two of them are back from last year of the three linebackers. And then in the secondary, it's just very athletic. You know, they do a good job covering down. They're going to make you throw underneath. It's hard to get stuff down the field on them. Then you look at them offensively. They have had a change of quarterback from last year. I think this young man did not play last year, but he comes in and they've not lost a beat on offense. Big physical up front. Again, a young running back. Sophomore running back is really doing a good job this year. Seems like he has a knack for yards after contact. He just does a good job. And then they have a couple receivers on the outside, plus their tight ends, their backup quarterback. He's 6'6". So you look at the kids they put out there, and they love to throw the ball vertical. They love to throw it down the field. So, you know, we've got to stay away from that stuff, the big plays that they're very potential of.
Secondary-wise, as you match up, it looked like when you got Quandre White and his ability to cover a slot, be a safety, work the corner in one-on-one like you did last week to take away Waco's top threat, it seemed like he got back at the right time and really added something to your secondary that you're going to need against Temple.
There's no doubt. And Quandre last year had a very good game against him, same type of thing. Putting somebody out there that can cover part of the field by himself. And again, we're going to ask him to do that quite a bit again this week. But then again, the other kids that are out there that are covering up zones or whether they're manning up, and you know, it comes down to adjusting formations. They run a lot of formations. That's not they're going to do a lot of different things, but they're going to make you think a bunch in their formations. So kids have got to get lined up right and read their keys.
It's senior night. This is this freshman class came in. They've been here 4 years. That's the first time that's happened. You've seen, you know, boys grow into young men, whether they play, you know, college football or if this is the end of the road football wise. Senior night's special, and you've got a special group here. What has it meant to you to see this group go through 4 years at College Station High School?
I think the biggest thing is the way they've stayed together. You know, this is a we're at 44 kids right now in a senior class, which, you know, isn't big for some of the bigger schools, but for us, 44 seniors is big when you carry, you know, right around 58 to 60 on your roster. So, you know, there's a bunch of seniors out there, and that's one thing. These kids have stayed together. You know, they're kind of like a band of brothers, and they've just hung in there, and still to this date, you look at them out in practice, you look at them, we have brotherhood, you know, coming together and have our pregame meal and stuff like that. It's a good group of kids that have just have that special bond.
And they've won a lot of football games, and they don't want to have their last time at College Station High School on this field where they've had so much success go the wrong way. They obviously have a great focus as leaders on this team for tonight.
They have won a lot of ball games, and that's nice to see for them. And I think you know, what you want to see for them is if you can make a run after the season's over. But at the same time, when you look at what they've accomplished in the 4 years, it's and when you add their middle school ball onto it also for 6 years, these kids have done a very, very good job. And I'm sure, you know, it is senior night, and I've talked to them about it. It's definitely not their last ball game. Very well could be their last ball game here. But again, it's a special time to recognize them and their parents.
All right, thanks. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Steve Huff getting ready for College Station Cougar High football against Temple Wildcats. District championship on the line tonight here, and we'll return with more of the pregame show on 102.7 The Zone FM.